You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Good thoughts tēnei waiata, ko fable te kaiwaiata. Kia ora te whānau, you're on the 95 BFM Breakfast Show, and we've got Fable on the line. Morena, Fable, kei te pihi a koe?
Morena, Rachel.
Kei te pai, I mean, that's good to hear. Hey, it's lovely to chat to you. It's been a wee while since we have last had a conversation, and quite a bit's happened. You got nominated for some awards at the Student Radio Network Awards. You've been busy making new music, and you've got a new single out this morning, which is called Easier. Tell us a wee bit about this track, because you've got some of your friends who you've frequently collaborated with who've helped you out on this. How did it come about?
Yeah, it was pretty natural, like how we always tend to make music is but just catching up and bouncing ideas off each other and going from there and just running with ideas, like I guess. And one of the song themes, I guess, or something that we started chatting about was just the thought of, like, when you're growing up and you're a kid, and you just automatically assume that when you get older you'll know how to do stuff, like,
yeah.
you'll know how to, like, pay bills, or, like, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff that you get sheltered from, I think, when you're quite young, and I think part of that sort of, like, came out in the songs are essentially about dealing with, like, the ups and downs, and, you know, dealing with life, I guess.
That's so true. I think everybody feels that, like, especially when you're a teenager and you're kind of like, this sucks, it's all, like, so hard, and you know, you do kind of think, when I'm an adult it's going to be a lot easier, it's going to be simple, I'm going to have all the answers, and then you kind of hit the point at which you're officially an adult and you're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. There's still a lot to work out here. It's a really, I mean, it's one of those tracks. Your songs are wonderful because they have a universal thing to them where that feeling is so relatable to many people, but you're really great at bringing it back to yourself and back to your own context and community, which I think is what also makes it resonate so much, because it's very true, it feels very real, and then people can kind of reflect on themselves through the little window that you've opened into your own life. How has the response been to your music last year? Because it really sort of took off around the community. People were loving it. Did it feel kind of scary or cool to have that music be listened to by lots of people?
Yeah, it was pretty like heartwarming for me, and quite cool, because the music was a bit different, and there were a lot of personal, I guess it was quite a step for me in making music, being a bit more some of the messaging and less broad and more quite specific on things personal to me and my music. But it was quite quite scary taking that, sort of dipping my toes in the water and moving away from a more ambiguous sort of artist. The reception was I was very stoked that everyone was blasting all the sounds and BFM always saying love to, so shout out to you guys.
Well, we're just so pleased that you keep putting out amazing tracks. I think we should have a listen to the new song Fable, and I'm super excited to hear what else you've been working on. Are you working on a new EP or a new album or something longer in the works?
We've been working on a lot of just singles over the summer, and there's some really cool new music and sort of find a few new things that I'm really excited to get everyone across and release. So I'm pretty excited for the next couple of months.
Fantastic.
Some more Fable.
So are we. Well, that is great news. Hey, thank you so much, Fable, for speaking with us this morning. I'm really pleased that we can play this track today. It's called Easier. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Ka kite.
Ka kite. Thanks, Rachel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.